A word for you from 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. Let no one despise you for your youth, but set the believers an example in speech, in conduct, in love. Well, there are two more parts to this verse, but we'll look at that hopefully on another day. Firstly, Paul has been speaking to Timothy about the major errors that have been hurting the church. And then Paul says that Timothy needs to be part of the solution. As young as he was, it didn't matter. And that's why he says in the first part of the verse, let no one despise you for your youth. Of course he's not telling Timothy to go around and say, listen to me, even though I'm young. No, Paul is obviously saying, command their respect by the way you live, in speech, in conduct, and now thirdly, in love. If you are to gain their respect so that they will listen to what you say, then this is the character of God that must be in you. And of course, this is not written just for Timothy, it's written for us as well. Does the love of God saturate everything about you? Or is there a hardness about you and an unloving nature that others around you feel all the time, so that they, after being with you, feel wounded instead of being encouraged and built up? Of course, that doesn't mean that you are to refrain from speaking the word of God, which can be harsh at times, and sometimes people might accuse you of being loveless. What matters, though, is the love of God truly in your life? Are you saturated with Him? Everything about you, in speech, in conduct, the first two parts of this as we've been speaking, is that truly part of you? It doesn't help just to have your own love, because your own love will run out at some time. You might think it's sufficient, but in fact it is not. Only the love of God will truly touch people's hearts. Others might be impressed with human love, and there are great humanitarians that have been around, but you have the love of God in you. Wena unothando lukaNkulunkulu na. It is the love of God that will bring others to Christ.